Yes, we discussed the issue extensively, although it was not the major issue of our visit. It's a matter that arose after my delegation had been briefed by our ambassador here in Kuwait, and the narrative was very sad indeed, because it actually verges on criminality by characters in Zimbabwe and here in Kuwait, who actually conned these young women with the promise of some attractive employment, only to be turned into some form of slavery with some elements of abuse. And I'm happy to say that after our discussion with the acting prime minister, who is also minister of foreign affairs, we agreed that the 32 young women be repatriated back to Zimbabwe. And we are making necessary arrangements to ensure that by Friday we can go back with the 32 unfortunate souls back to their liberty in Zimbabwe.
So is this going to be at the government's expense?
We have made some contact with well-wishers here in Kuwait and at home. And I'm happy that we have put together the resources to pay their one-way ticket back to Zimbabwe.